What's up, everybody? Hit pause for a minute. I'm Jake, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. Now, it's been a while since I got to do one of these, thanks to the holidays and the craziness of life. Now, during my break, we got to pick up Let's Go Pikachu. I've been having a blast with this game, and so's my son. He's loved Pokemon for a while, but the games have always been a little difficult to him, thanks to the nuances of type disadvantages and stuff like that. The great thing about Let's Go Pikachu is that we get to play together. It's co-op. I get to help him through the difficult parts of the game. But every now and then, I'm so busy I don't actually get to sit down and play with him, and so he has to venture off on his own. And he usually ends up making some basic mistakes that come from learning the game. Trying to tackle every trainer with the same Pokemon, even though you're under level and don't have the type advantage. Trying to get further in the game than you're ready for because you haven't done any training, and forgetting to go to the Pokemon Center to heal. Now, I help him during those difficult times. He comes to me and asks for help, and I sit down and show him what he needs to do. And I can really tell that he's listening, because next time, it's not the same mistakes. He's applying what he learned, even though he will still screw up every now and then. In James chapter 1, verse 22, James writes, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." James then goes on to use a mirror as an example of people that look at God's word and see the things that they need to fix, but then turn around and forget what they look like, forgetting to apply what they've learned. You see, a sure sign of growth is application of what we've been learning. Hearing things that have been taught to us through devotions and through sermons and applying them to our lives. Letting God's word change us as we read and apply it to our lives. God wants to see growth in us, but God is also patient and full of love. He understands that we're going to make mistakes, but he wants to see that we're trying. He wants to see that we're working. And in doing so, we honor him with our effort as we seek to grow more and more like him. Don't just listen to God's word. Apply it. Allow it to change you. Allow yourself to become better and stronger in your faith. Well, that's all the time I have for today. If you want to hear more, you can listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed. Or you can follow us on social media at Nerd of Godcast. Until next time, I'm Jake. Now let's unpause and get back in the game.